Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, for a secret government facility, there's never many people here. It's almost like whoever's currently in charge of the government, wherever I am, is leaving hundreds of research positions unfilled. What do I know? In theory, I report to a self-obsessed quarterback who sees control of the Universal Security Command Structure. Ooh, there's an extra Twix bar hovering right on the edge of the vending machine shelf. I bet I can make it fall if I punch through the glass and push it. Okay, back to replacing every employee's Skype photo with a corresponding Jellicle cat. Now, who's ready to listen to our favorite platonic thruple kill 8 or 9 minutes before the star shows up? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4 3/4 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, which I use to upload a podcast every week chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Oh, also, I was stabbed in the chest with a big magic sword. My body is frozen in time on the edge of death, and my essence has been flung into numerous objects, but currently I'm in a kind of like baby-sized gummy baby.
That's a little redundant. Baby-sized gummy baby?
Well, you know, on
You're
my...
just a gummy baby.
I know, but on my world, like, gummy candies are, like, I don't know, like a thumb-sized.
Really?
Yeah.
Who wants to eat a thumb?
Well...
Because babies suck thumbs?
I guess, no. I mean, the candy is that size. I mean, it's not shaped like a thumb. Although, I'm guessing there are gummy candies that are shaped like thumbs. They come in a lot of novelty shapes.
You do have gummy babies.
We do have gummy babies, and they are thumb-sized, usually.
So it's in the shape of a little baby. A human baby?
A human baby. Or a bear.
Or a bear?
Or a bear. But then they're gummy bears.
Is that a binary choice? Bear or baby?
Bear or baby. Yeah.
Peculiar.
Any other animals that you have gummies of?
Sharks, worms. Those are really like the...
Oh, how small is a gummy worm? That has to be the smallest, right?
It's about thumb size. I mean, it's got the same mass, although it's like thinner than a thumb.
So gummy worms are about thumb size. You sure about that?
I mean, I think if you would mash it all up, put it into a mold of a thumb, it would be about the same size as a thumb.
Arnie, come on. There's a bite out of your shoulder. What happened here?
I don't know. That was not me.
Arnie?
I did not try to eat myself. I swear.
There's a little Arnie-sized bite out of your shoulder.
Well,
Did you try yourself?
Did you try yourself?
I did. That is not me.
Did you try yourself?
Yes, but not on my shoulder. Look at my foot.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this is too weird, although I am delicious.
Oh.
Yeah. What flavor are you?
I'm kind of a snozzleberry, which is a flavor I was not aware of until I came to Foon.
One of my favorites. Yes, of course.
How would you describe a snozzleberry?
Well, it's similar to a blackberry.
Uh-huh.
Period.
With just a little more, with just that little extra snozz?
Well, it's got a snozz in it.
Oh, okay. It's like kind of a mucusy blackberry.
Yeah. Well, yes, but mucus makes it sound sort of disgusting. I think of it as like a sweet, syrupy, viscousy, almost a syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like mucustard. Have you tried mucus custard?
No, I don't. What's that?
It's a mucus flavored custard.
Oh.
Goblins put it on their toast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ugh, sounds gross.
Goblins be nasty.
Goblins be nasty. You know, one thing that I've really been thinking about a lot this week, normally I'm like kind of the biggest one in our group, but now I'm sort of the smallest one in our group.
You are the tiniest one. This is so fun.
I know. I am finally the biggest one.
Isidore, here. Catch Arnie. Throw him back.
Hello, baby Arnie. Whoop.
Yeah.
Whee.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. Don't worry.
Here, I'm going to dribble him.
No. Ow. I'm stuck to this shelf.
Darth Balatarth.
Anyway, people have been nicer to me now that I'm small, but a little condescending. I've got to be honest, a little bit condescending.
Oh, we're condescending to the gummy baby.
Why would they be condescending to you?
Look, I'm the same person. I'm still the same Arnie, just because my essence is in this baby-sized gummy baby.
To be fair, I've always looked down at you.
Oh. Well, it's mutual. But you know what? Enough about me. We don't need to talk about me and how my entire form has completely changed and my entire life is different than it was a few weeks ago. What's up with you two? Anything interesting? We're in the library.
Yeah, I've been running around checking out some books. I've been finding all kinds of fun series I've only heard about. I found the Duck Pimple series.
Duck Pimple?
Yeah, it's like a horror series for young adults. What else? Oh, I found...
Wait, what are some of the Duck Pimple books?
Oh, there's like Night of the Living Trolls. Mm-hmm. There's Night of the Dead Trolls.
Mm-hmm. Are those connected? Like, is that one?
No. Totally different stories. Night of the Coma Trolls.
Mm-hmm. No, but the author, S.M. Mugg, has written all of them.
Yeah. Oh. I also found...
The author wrote all of them?
Yes.
Yes, all of them. It's one author.
Which is very rare.
Series, uh-huh. Yes.
I also found the Lusty Lion series. It's like a series of romance books between two lions.
Oh, the same lions?
No, different authors. No, I'm sorry. Same lions, different authors.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's sort of like, you know what? A different author really wants to take a stab at what it's like for these two lions.
And it's just real graphic.
I mean, we've been in an orgy with tigers before, but lions?
But lions, yeah. There's the Pride Inside. Mm-hmm. There's Main Squeeze.
Yeah.
Roar.
Mm-hmm. I heard that there's like five more.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look them up.
Yes, and as we search for these lusty lion books, we shall also continue to go through the stacks, looking through grimoires and tomes, looking for a cure to make Arnie be back alive in his own body, which I have been devoting much of my time to.
Yeah, it's been an interesting perspective being in this tiny gummy baby, but I'm really ready to go back into my body, which is under this sheet behind me with a sword sticking out of it.
Yes, but here in the Library of Meridenth, I want to give you your body back, but more than anything, I want that sword.
Wait. You want the sword more than you want me back in my body and to not be dying?
Well, like you said, you're the same person here in this body, aren't you?
I mean...
And have you ever tried to wield a dead Arnie? Doesn't handle right. The balance is all off. If you're trying to fight a foe walking up castle stairs with a dead Arnie in your hand, you're going to topple over.
You ever tried to fight a foe with a full Arnie?
But an obsidian sword, that has a nice balance to it. Oh, it's beautiful, sharpened. There's a blade and an edge to it.
Okay.
Wait. Oh. It smells very...
Excuse me. Sir, are you all right?
I'm fine. Snozzleberries bring me comfort.
We were just talking.
He smells you. Oh, this is our friend. He's not food.
I'm not food.
You look like a gummy?
I am.
He is a gummy, but he's our friend, so please don't eat him. Oh, yeah. you're just a tiny little guy.
It's okay. I'm small. I won't be any bigger than a bite out of your foot.
Arnie, this is our smallest episode ever.
Oh, great. Well, I was the smallest, cutest one in the episode, and now apparently someone else is smaller than I am.
Someone's chasing after me.
Do you need protection? For Usador shall stand as a righteous, stalwart friend to any who are in danger.
Did you forget your library card?
I don't know.
Arnie, to check out books in this library, you have to bring, like, bread or a potato.
Pasta.
Yeah, sure. Some sort of library carb.
I have come here to escape prosecution of my kind.
Oh.
You see, my name is Guns, and I'm the last...
Sounds very familiar. What was it again?
Guns.
Okay, my name is Chunt. How do you spell Guntz?
G-U-N-T-Z.
All right, different enough. Carry on.
I come from a race of people called stinkers.
Oh.
Now, it may be funny, you may laugh, and you may want to make a joke, but I am not a joke. My people can produce smells, you see. Distracting smells, good smells. I came for you because you smell like a snozzleberry, and that's comforting to me.
Oh.
I love snozzleberry on toast.
Oh, we are very blessed to have a stinker here with us today. Arnie, have we told you about stinkers before?
No, I haven't heard anything about stinkers.
They create all sorts of wonderful odors all throughout Foon. Imagine if there weren't stinkers to make smells for us.
What?
Where would smells come from, then?
Wait, stinkers make all smells?
Well, I don't know about all smells, but quite a few.
My people have unfortunately trailed off. The Dark Lord has executed them. He doesn't want smells in the kingdom, but my people still provide. Imagine, what if you were walking past a window that had a beautiful pie waiting for you on the sill? That smell would come from a stinker nearby. You see...
Near the pie?
Near the pie, you see.
See, the reason you probably haven't heard of stinkers is that as valuable as they are and as wonderful it is to have those smells, they're usually like 25 gold pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a high-end stinker. It's like 25 gold coin. A little pricey.
Yeah, that does seem pricey.
I'd rather not talk about it. My father, my mother, my wife have been taken, and their juices have been squeezed from them.
Oh. Their blood?
Their stink juices.
Oh.
That's terrible. But I want you to know that you are safe here with me. Now you are part of our party, and you shall help us defeat the Dark Lord, and we shall return your... list your family again?
My father.
Father?
My mother.
Mother.
My wife.
Your wife?
Wife.
We'll get them all back for you. Mother, father, wife. They shall be returned to your side, and very soon you shall be reunited with your family, stinking up the place. And all of you little stinkers shall be as happy as could be.
Excuse me. Oh, did you just say little stinker?
Yeah, that's what you called yourself, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it like a little stinker? Would you prefer
that? With an apostrophe? Like, is that better?
I'd prefer stinker, period. Little stinkers is a slur, a pejorative term in my kind.
I didn't know. Please, I beg 1,000 pardons.
I have half a mind to make you stink.
Oh, no, but I already stink.
Bring it on. That's all you can do? Make him stink?
Oh, yes.
This guy's covered in bird shit. Do your worst.
Yes. I'm often visited by my friends the birds, and they leave behind little gifts.
Let me get on all fours, and I'll show you what I can do.
Oh, the back of his pants say juicy. What is...
So tired of hearing that.
I hope you like smelling like the worst thing on this planet.
It's going to make you smell like Arnie.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Look at the green gas coming from my behind.
Oh, it's visible. That odor is visible.
What's the worst smell that you can think of?
The worst smell I can think of?
The worst smell I can think of.
Well, it's a skunk fucking a dog.
But yes, that's bad, but I know the worst one.
Oh, let's hear it.
The worst smell would be a freshly baked cake covered in fresh strawberries.
Oh,
yeah. Nice try.
Don't make them smell like that.
No, I won't fall to your tricks. You smell like lion piss.
Oh, no.
Also, China, cake smells delicious. Like, I get the strawberries probably smell bad, because why would you want strawberries on your cake?
Mm-hmm.
But, China, are you all right?
What do you mean?
You said the worst smell you could think of was a cake covered in strawberries.
No, Arnie, I was trying to trick him into making Usador smell like something good.
Oh.
But now he smells like lion piss, and he's going to attract all these lusty lions.
Oh, well, this might work out in my favor, then.
You three look like you have a good camaraderie. Yes. I'm going to waft away the smell.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You see, stinkers can also dispel smells.
Oh.
Dispel smells.
Dismell?
Dismell?
Try saying that three times fast.
Dispel smells.
Dispel smells. Dispel smells. Dispel smells.
I'm here to escape persecution. The library is safe haven. The Dark Lord can't reach me here. But if I step foot out of this library or into a book, I may be at his grasp.
Hold on.
Into a book?
You had me for the first half of that sentence.
Well, you see, you look like you're a gummy baby, but you could come from another world, is that right?
Yeah, I am actually from another world, it's true.
If I'm not mistaken, I've brushed up on otherworldly things. Your planet, your place, has a thing called Flat Stanley?
I've heard of a Flat Stanley.
He's a very thin man, so thin he could fit into a book. I can do that, too.
Oh, that's incredible. But you said if you went into a book, you might be in danger from the Dark Lord. Can the Dark Lord find us through books?
Only if they're open.
spread the word to everyone. Don't open books. Is that right?
That's what I said.
Kids, if you do nothing else, do not read.
Do not read.
Never read.
It is a path to evil. I have just learned, and we must shut off this path as soon as possible.
Yes, no matter how many personal pan pizzas you may be promised, do not open that book.
For the love of this planet, do not open books, because the Dark Lord may be seeing and peering into you. He may be passing messages, no?
Imagine that the media we consume, in turn, watches everything we do and takes that information and uses it against us.
Well, a certain amount of analytics are just sort of important.
What is the Dark Lord trying to accomplish? What evil, nefarious plot could he be attempting to enact with this evil collection of information? We must stop it, and stop it now!
Harry, close that book that's next to you.
Oh, I don't have a bookmark in it yet. I'm going to lose my spot.
Would you rather be slayed by the Dark Lord, or just close it and find
the
page?
Okay, fine. Now, let me just fold it over. I'm sorry, my hands are so sticky. It's very hard for me to fold this. I'm a gummy baby.
But you're wearing gloves.
Well, the gloves are stuck to my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I padded my face with these gloves, so now these gloves have some of my stickiness on the gloves.
Stop patting your face. Are you shaving?
No.
Are you putting on aftershave?
No, I'm just patting. I've been trying to explain the movie Home Alone to people.
And it just doesn't make sense. A boy gets left home alone, and then two grown men come into his house, but they're deterred by holiday knickerbrax and spiders?
Yeah, that's exactly how I explained it. Holiday knickerbrax and spiders.
And one of the men still has a career and the other doesn't?
Look, you're forgetting the most important part. I guess I'm going to have to show you by sticking my gloves on the side of my face. Ah! The kid does that.
Now your gloves are sticky again, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I couldn't help but notice sticky sounds like stinky.
Good point.
What? Wait, no. Was it? What was that?
Yes, let me explain.
Sure.
Sticky sounds like stinky. Mm-hmm. I'm stinky sometimes if I want to be.
Yeah.
And you, at the moment, are sticky.
Yeah.
You're both small. One of you sticky and one of you stinky.
Holy shit.
I think we need to put on a show.
Oh, please let me put on a show. I've always wanted to do some type of show.
And show kind of sounds like grow. You ever notice that?
That's a good point, too.
Point kind of sounds... Well, hold on. Point. Sounds. I was going to say moint. That's not a word. Sounds like moist? No. Point, that's an S. Point sounds like, boy, help me out.
J?
Point? Joint. Joint!
Hey!
Yeah.
Point sounds like joint, I have in my body.
Yeah, because you swallowed that blunt.
Oh, I meant my actual joints.
Oh, I wanted to get high and grow. We could grow weed and smoke it.
Oh.
That smells good.
Yeah, have that sticky, icky, stinky, weedy.
Oh, yes,
guys,
it's all coming together.
Sell drugs!
Are we high right now?
I think you guys are already high. What's going on?
Well, I've been going through these tomes day after day after day, looking for a cure for Arnie, and I must admit, I've been taking some more glow up, which I don't usually take from my own supply, but
yeah.
I needed a little something to keep me going.
This library is a great place to find any type of thing that you want.
Oh, anything and everything. Rusty walked into the den. All four of his paws were wet with anticipation. Gloria had just woken up from her winter nap. Uh-oh, here comes trouble. That's the end.
That's the end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Nothing more erotic than wetting your paws.
I guess I'll have to find out more in the sequel, The Lion in Winter.
Oh, so you found the other five. What are the other four?
Well, okay, there's a common claw marriage.
Damn it, that's good.
Then there's Shark Tale, but it's spelled T-A-I-L, and I don't know why there's shark in the title.
Okay.
It's about lions. I think it's about their neighbor, Shark, who's a lion, but his name is Shark.
Okay.
And then there's Madagascar 3.
Oof.
Had it and you lost it.
Yep.
So, Stinker, no lil about it.
You can call me Guntz. G-U-N-T-Z.
Guntz.
Can I call you Goo Goo?
Nice try. You're the baby.
He's got you there.
Yeah.
You said you're being persecuted. Prosecuted?
Persecuted. I've escaped.
Persecuted.
I've escaped prosecution, but I'm persecuted now.
Oh, did you commit a crime?
A crime What's a crime? You know what I mean?
That sounds like something a guilty person says.
Yes, almost certainly.
Oh, well, yeah. When you're being pursued by the Dark Lord, he'll try to get you any way he can.
That's right. He tries to enact laws and rules to trap innocent people in their Byzantine court system.
I was prosecuted for making... Who here knows what cocaine smells like?
What cocaine smells like?
Yes. It's a smell that I used to specialize in, but they outlawed it.
They
said I couldn't
smell?
Make things smell like cocaine no more.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're telling me? That was half of my business. I would find a little bit of sea salt, and then I'd grind it up. I'd give it to people, and I'd say, hey, six for this. And they'd say it was cocaine, but their noses would get all messed up.
Oh.
That's what I got in trouble for.
So when someone in Foon is trying to buy some cocaine, which I'm guessing is in some way similar to the cocaine on Earth, which I gotta be honest, I don't know that much about. But in this scenario, people would be like, is this real cocaine? Mm-hmm. Let me smell it. That smells like cocaine.
I draw the line there. I say, don't smell it. Wait till you get home. Give me the money now. Take my word. Look at this bag. It's full of white stuff.
Oh, but there's just a general hint of cocaine smell in the air.
You could say that. Everything has a smell, if you think about it.
Sure.
What are some of your favorite smells, Gunz?
Oh, here am I. Well, I already said snozzleberry.
Oh, you do like snozzleberry.
Snozzleberry attracted me to you three. If it wasn't for the snozzleberry, I'd be running around the library looking for a safe place to stay for the night.
Wow.
Other things I love. Ooh, give me a big flamed torch. That reminds me of Thai days of camp.
Ooh, oh, yeah, nice campfire smell. Yes. The best. Oh, the best.
Very good.
What else do I like? Have you ever had a long day and you jump out of the bucket and you're freshly washed and you get into your bed?
I agree to parts of that for sure.
That smell with fresh, you know, animal skins and things like that where
pelts.
You cover up.
Boy,
and,
do I, yeah.
That's the smell that I love.
I once wonderful. Got fucked by a wet dog.
Oh,
smelled terrible.
That's not great.
I like wet dogs. Wet dogs mean it's been a rainy day and you've been outside playing. That's pretty fun to me.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Wouldn't you say? Excuse me, Gummy. I didn't get your name.
It's Arnie.
Arnie. Arnie.
But you can call me Gummy Baby if you want.
I just may. What are some things that maybe you'd like? Maybe I can remind you of home if I can find a one-to-one match.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. What are some earth smells you delight in, Arnie?
Earth. That's it. Earth.
Yeah, you know, I love the smell of a bag of salt and vinegar potato chips.
Are you being honest?
I am. You know, it's an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it. And the smell isn't really that bad, but I feel like when people smell it, they're like, oh no, I don't like those chips. But I like it.
Well, I can only go so far as the smell. I can't do the taste.
Oh, that's okay. I also...
So salt has a smell on Earth?
Well, it's more the vinegar... But maybe the salt does, too. Ooh, I also
and
love
chips.
This.
Chips on Earth aren't salty unless they're called salt and something.
Well, there's also salt and pepper chips. Oh, I love the smell of salt and pepper chips.
So regular chips are called salt chips?
No, regular chips are called potato chips or chips or...
Chunt, let's see how many of these are chip-related.
Or Pringles, which are legally not allowed to call themselves chips.
They're legally
but
not allowed to?
But you would categorize it as a chip.
Well, it looks like a chip, but I think the legal system said you're not allowed to call it a chip, so that's why it doesn't say chips
anywhere
on
the... legal system cares about that.
So chips are trademarked on Earth?
They're not trademarked.
What do you call like a little globule of chocolate that you might put in a cookie?
Little globule of chocolate?
He really just tossed this right up to you.
What kind of cookies are like famous cookies that have chocolate in them? Like little doses of chocolate.
Like a little chocolate kiss.
Fuck me. And if you're gambling with friends, you might toss a poker, like a poker disc
party
in the middle.
Party for my friends where we all play poker. Oh, I also love the smell of sour cream and cheddar chips.
Sour cream and cheddar? It just sounds like a baked potato.
Yeah, but it's in chip form.
What do you call something that you have on your shoulder? Like if you have a grudge or you're a...
Epaulette. Is that what those are called?
Good one. You nailed it.
I'm sorry to disappoint, but I can't go for anything chip-based, unfortunately. I can't eat chips. My stomach just won't allow it. I could do sour cream and onion separate. I could do salt and vinegar separate. But if you tie them into chips... You lose me.
You can't do combined smells?
Mm-hmm. Your powers fucking suck, dude.
So you have to devour the things that you want to make the smells of.
Once I eat them once, I can do them again.
Well, that's similar to me. I remember everything I eat.
But for me to recreate the smells, I have to experience them at least once.
Oh.
I don't know what type of chips you're talking about, but you talked about all types of different things that I can make smell.
Oh, yeah. Really? John, what are some smells you'd like to smell?
Ooh, well, what are you talking about that I talked about?
Chocolate chips, poker chips.
Oh, those are the words.
Chip on shoulder.
Yeah.
All those things I could make happen right now if I wanted to, because I've had all of those things. I've experienced them.
Hmm.
But these chips that you speak of, your type of chips? That's where I have to draw the line. I don't know what to do.
Was Winter another lion's name?
Yes. Lion and Winter.
Lion. Oh, that makes it very sexual.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One of the lions is named Dean Winters.
Oh.
We should probably take a break.
So, Gugu, you said before that you're being persecuted and chased by the Dark Lord?
Are you talking to yourself?
You're looking in a mirror, aren't
you? You're looking in a mirror. So
I'm sorry.
You said Gugu.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, sometimes we call Chunt Choo-Choo. I thought we could call Gunts Gugu. I guess it's a little confusing because I'm a baby. Everyone just
like
sees me
doll.
As like a baby doll. Because I'm baby-shaped.
Whoa.
I'm a little Gugu doll.
I'm the last stinker on Fu.
Whoa, wait, hold on. You didn't say that before, did you? You're the last of the stinkers?
I carry the Gunt's name with a heavy brow.
Oh.
I don't know what to do. I'm stuck.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but that is a heavy brow. I mean, that is like a ledge. That
prominent.
Prominent ledge. Arnie, step back from that ledge, will you? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my friend, yeah, just step back. Okay.
Now, Gunts, is there anything we can do to help you repopulate the stinker species?
I've not had the best luck with finding other people that will mate with me. I say people because I'm open to it. But I guess if you could do one thing, just remember that smells come from some place.
Yeah.
And if there are no smells, it's one of our senses that we lose. One of the senses that I have in common with you and you and even you, sir.
Yes.
If stinkers fall off the face of Foon or are ground into dust by the Dark Lord, you'll miss an important smell that'll warn you of danger, remember you for comfort, or perhaps even excite you in some type of fair maiden way.
Ooh.
I can make this room smell like a fair maiden if I wanted to.
Do.
That would be. Just seems like that might be a little weird.
Let me get on all fours.
Those pants are way too tight. I can see everything.
Take a whiff of this, Arnie. Smell like anything familiar?
That just smells like a fair maiden, I suppose.
Victoria's Secret love spell. You know that, don't you, Arnie?
I guess so. Is this a special perfume?
Sorry, they're pronouncing it a little bit weird. It's Victoria who secretes love spells.
Oh.
Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
A lot of people, for, you know, special occasions, like to buy Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
It's true.
She does also have a secret, though.
Which is?
She likes to do it.
Oh.
But there's another secret. It is long walks.
That's right.
Which is a euphemism
for
fucking.
Oh, okay.
I'm a bit of a dog. Sorry, Ferris, I'm a bit of a dog.
No, that's all right. Everyone must find their way in this world and find love where they can. It is part of the experience of being alive. But I'm so worried for you, Gunts. You've lost your mother, your father, your wife, and now...
All of the stinkers, it sounds like.
And all of the rest of the stinkers. I shall have a small sub-side quest where I do look for any stinker that I come across and make sure that I get word back to you.
Just look for the patented stinker attire. It says juicy on the butt.
Oh! Usador.
Yes?
Do you have time for a sub-quest? Because right now we're supposed to, like... Aren't we supposed to find all those weird nuts?
Right.
We have to collect all those farmers' pigs.
Yep.
We have so many side quests. Do we have room for another?
Please.
I think we have to.
But we have a main quest. It's going to take us 45 to 80 hours.
We'll focus on the main quest for a while, and then if we feel like getting back to this, if it feels like it's still fun,
and
then we'll get in and we'll find the stinkers.
There was that whole town that we went by, and the people said, please help us. Our town's being taken over by vampires, and that felt like...
Didn't have time.
We should have helped them, probably.
But Arnie, I still think we should sneak up on horses and tame them.
Ooh, yes. That's fun. I love that.
I understand. I'll find my way out. It was nice to meet you three.
Oh, Gunts.
Looks as... Huh?
Before you go, if you'd like, there's a vacancy in my hat. You're small enough to live in there. It's only 250 gold pieces per month. I've lowered the rate considerably.
Mm-hmm. It's wartime.
I would love to, but I can't. Oh. I don't have the money.
What is that, sadness?
Oh, looks like I let that one slip.
Smell of sadness.
Smells like pathetic.
Easy now. I appreciate your camaraderie. It was nice to be amongst the boys for a little bit, but I understand I must continue my constant run away from the Dark Lord. If you don't have time to help me, I understand. Everyone I talk to about stinkers seem to stop short of actually doing any type of action. I like the library just fine, and maybe this is the end of the road for us. Please, someone stop me before I walk away.
No, guns, don't go. I'm just excited that now that I'm sort of in a smaller form, I've met someone that's sort of the same as my size.
Hug.
I'm
too
sticky. It's all right, come here. Okay. I will wrap you in my small embrace.
Now, sticky and stinky together at last.
Two men and two little babies.
We're like a regular Skip and Dale.
So cute.
We've got things in common now. I am stinky and you are sticky. And someone else, come on in and fill the rest in with this. Come on.
Why does he have a cane and a top hat all of a sudden?
I don't know. That was incredible.
I bring it with me wherever I go.
Well, Guns, it's very nice to have met you.
Ooh, I'm a bit sticky.
You know, the sticky. Here, I can clean that off with this spell. Roof, woof, woof, woof.
Ah, not sticky no more.
Guns, have you ever considered a magical solution rather than a procreation solution?
I must admit, my magic powers top out at making things smell. I can't handle much more. If perhaps you had a spell for me, I could recant.
But you're here in this magical library. I could duplicate you, and there could be many of Guns the Stinker.
Guns plural?
Gunses. Hmm. Yes?
Guns I,
could you make a lady Guns?
I suppose I could do that, yes.
Could they be completely different genetically than what I am now?
Well, then it wouldn't be a Lady Guns, would it?
Well, completely different genetically. If this Lady Guns could maybe be open to... what am I trying to say here? I need to repopulate the stinker population. Could you help me out with that?
You want some sort of bride of Guns, not another Guns.
Bride of Guns... Maiden of Guns.
What if we just made you a baby? We already made a gummy baby. Let's just make him a little baby, a baby stinker. Sorry, I almost said the wrong thing.
Careful. I was going to make you smell like something bad, but you stopped yourself just
short. Well, I would have been deconstructed. It would be like sour cream over here, onion over here.
Exactly.
So wait, are you suggesting we hand him a little baby stinker and he'll be like, one day when this baby grows up, we're going to be married. It's like,
damn it.
Weird.
Oh,
it's like
shit.
Twilight.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. So two babies that aren't related. Make him two babies that aren't related.
Now, I've recently helped that candy shop maker by giving him a baby, and that didn't go great.
Yeah.
So I'm inclined to not make any more babies.
You know, I've got to say, honestly, when we go on a little side quest and try to help someone out, we usually make things worse. I think we should say, Guns, sorry, we can't really help you. But in a way, it's a kindness. Good luck. I hope that you find another stinker. But if you don't and you die alone, that you just know that there was some way that we would have made it worse. Just like I'm making this sentence worse.
Yeah, and there's a more succinct way to say that, which is, you know, the new Magic Tavern motto, which is Magic Tavern, no more babies.
Oh, well, I understand if you don't want to help out with some monkey paw type thing where I get what I want, but it's not really what I want.
Yeah. Why would we need the dad of a monkey?
Sorry, I was speaking out of turn. A monkey's paw is... You must all be familiar with a monkey's paw. You make a wish on a monkey's paw.
Well, why?
Because a monkey paw grants one wish.
I've never heard of this.
You mean like this monkey paw that I found in the stacks of the library?
Be careful. Don't make a wish on that. Okay. If you make a wish, it could turn around and bite you in the butt, in the juicy, as it were.
Hmm. Oh, well, but you'd get his wish?
I know what to do. I know how to undermine this fucking magical monkey paw.
Go ahead.
I wish to be bitten in the butt. Woo! I outsmarted the magic, didn't I?
Good work, Chunt.
Ooh, one of its fingers closed. Here, do you want to make a wish?
Okay. Oh, this monkey paw is huge. I'm so small. I wish...
I wish that...
Careful. Careful how you word it.
I wish...
Careful with the wording.
I wish that I could be invisible to the Dark Lord and retain my powers and still have fun while I do it all.
He's stacking a lot of stuff into that one wish.
Did I say too many ends?
All the fingers closed.
Oh. Except one in the middle. Here, Usador, you should take this.
Wait, can I just, though, say that just 2 seconds ago, remember when we were all saying, don't make a wish on the monkey's paw?
Dang
and
it.
We immediately just started making wishes on the monkey's paw?
He's right.
Let me see. What shall I wish for?
Is there anything big we want to wish for, like that we've been trying to focus on?
Ooh, what has there been going on recently? Let's see, we're at the school. We saw Drip Fang. That was fun. Let's see.
Oh, maybe give Arnie back the chunk of his shoulder missing?
Well, that'll probably grow back on its own.
I know what we were trying to work on.
What's that?
It's been so fucking clear the last few episodes. Usador and I have been trying to work out the best way to high five so it's not awkward.
Oh, that's a good point. I wish I was better at high fives.
Let's try one out.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't stop.
Oh, no.
I can't stop high-fiving.
Ooh, out, Usador.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, pardon me. Oh, sorry. Oh.
This is fucking wild, man.
This is.
I know one way to stop this. He goes for a high-five, you go for low-five, and whenever he goes for low-five, you move your hand out of the way.
Oh.
It's a classic trick. My grandpa taught it to me.
Okay.
So, hey, Usador, careful, I'm very small.
Yes.
How about a high-five?
What? Oh,
no, God. You smashed him.
I was too slow.
Right in my nose.
Sorry.
Oh, Guns, his nose is broken. Here, let me, you dropped this this pouch of powder earlier. You said it was nose magic. Here, take some of that and fix your nose. Ooh, let me smell this.
Whoa.
What does that smell like? Smells. What does that smell like? Better try some more.
Looks like this dude's a good party.
Woo-hoo.
It's pretty fun, isn't it?
Woo. Is my nose bleeding, Arnie?
This episode is not going to start making more sense.
Wait a second, fellas. Can you see me?
Yeah. You said invisible to the Dark Lord, right?
Ah, that's how they got you. Everyone else can see you, even all the Dark Lord's minions. Only the Dark Lord can't see you.
Maybe it's for the best. I will never know unless I see the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
I can't... Oh, I'm a little jittery now.
No.
I don't know if it's the newfound invisibility or whatever that... Toss me that bag back. Right in the stomach. Ooh.
Or does music sound better?
There's no music
Arnie,
right now.
Arnie, am I a good dancer?
No.
Oh, this dude's got moves.
Arnie,
high five.
No. Too fast. Well, Guns, you know what? I think... It's been nice getting to know you, and I'm sorry if we can't help you more in protecting yourself from the Dark Lord, but it seems like you've made some progress in saving yourself.
I'm just happy to be around a bunch of boys, you know what I mean? I've been wandering the tomes and finding my way around the Dewey sure. Decimal System, things of that nature, but the fun's got in at some point.
And we will have to move on at some point, for we are on a great quest to defeat that Dark Lord, to help all of the peoples of Foon.
Mm-hmm.
So here, until then... If you stay here at the library where you're safe, hold on to this rock. It's a magic rock. And if you wish on it hard enough, maybe a stinker will appear.
And Arnie, have we talked about the Dewey Decimal System?
No.
See, in the library, every morning, there's a little bit of wetness on all the books, right?
Uh-huh.
A little bit of, just a morning little wetness on it.
And that's the system?
I don't know.
How does it...
I'm not a fucking librarian.
Fair. You know what? Let's see if we have any emails. As always, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Let's see. Here's one. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. I'm a little worried about Usador. Boy.
What?
That's like a quick transition.
Arnie.
Yeah?
You should just say that they're worried.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't say that they're... Little worried.
Yeah, okay.
We've learned that's a slur.
I'm still standing here.
All right. Man, there's so many words I can't say in this email.
I'm sitting on this rock.
Okay, I'll start over. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and blank.
Careful.
I'm a blank worried about blank.
Wait, you can't say Usador?
I guess I can. They spelled it wrong. This is some other Usador.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine then.
He keeps saying he was created to destroy the forces of evil and especially the Dark Lord.
That's right.
But what would happen if he succeeded? Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. But what would happen if he succeed? Would he die? Would he be assigned a new purpose? Amelie from New Zealand, the land of hobbits.
Well, yes, of course, there would be other evils that I would go and then fight. I would not be destroyed myself, I don't believe. But if I was, I would gladly sacrifice myself to know that the Dark Lord no longer wandered the face of Foon.
And can I just say, I don't know her, but Amelie sounds quirky and adorable, and it seems like she holds up.
Yeah.
Very arty.
Sure.
Right?
What do you mean by she holds up?
It just sounds like she, I don't know, it just sounds like a personality that would weather the test of time.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think
hey,
so.
Arnie, can you reread just the first two sentences of that email and put those blanks back in?
Okay. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. I am a little worried about Usador. He keeps saying...
Sorry, can you do it with the blanks?
Oh, and...
Because there's a time, right, where you said, hi, yeah, yeah. Arnie, Chunt, and blank.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a blank or something?
Yeah, just I wasn't to, yeah. sure if you...
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, hi, Arnie, Chunt, and blank. I am a blank worried about blank.
Great, stop there. Okay, for the first blank, let's think of a noun.
Usador.
Great, so read it with that first blank filled in.
Oh, this is gonna
be fun.
This is
so fun. This is so fun. This is crazy. Are we crazy?
You guys are pretty crazy.
Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador.
Yes.
Okay, I think we need an adjective for the second one.
Smelly.
Oh, I like this. Where worried. This is going?
I'm going to go with little. All right. And we need another noun.
Lion.
Okay, I'm going to go with Usador. I am a little worried about Usador.
Oh. Guys, this is so fun. We should call that Coke Libs.
This is fun.
Huh.
I have an email, too. Of course, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Ooh, this is an email from so Chelsea. Fast. Chelsea from Vancouver. Chelsea says, question for Chump. Hello, Magic Tavern! Perhaps a question I would be answered, but this guy, what was Chunt when he was born? What was Chunt when he was born? I don't think I've answered this before. Have I answered this before? I don't think I've answered this before. What was Chunt when he was born? I'll tell you guys. Do you guys want to know?
You guys want to know when I was born?
Look at this dude. He's spinning in circles.
That's adorable.
Were you born as...
That's what I was.
Were you born as Adam Sandler?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, Usador, how long do you think it's going to... take for us being at this library? We've already been here.
I've managed to decipher 2 pages of the Book of Sight, so another week or two, I think we should be all set. But until then, high five!
Ah!
Guns, thank you for being here with us today. We are very, very glad we have met you. And please, continue to stink up the world.
I will try my best. It was great to see you all. I have this huge rock I get to maybe hide in if I need to, but... I will continue my quest to find a lovely stink maiden. And if there's ever anything I can do for you, just look for the juicy. That's where I'll be.
Oh.
I've been working on that. I think that works out pretty nice.
You have a huge rock?
He just gave me a rock.
Oh.
To wish on in case I need more help.
It's a magic wishing rock.
Arnie, he went from cocaine to slinging rock.
Oh. Yeah, but he's a stranger. I'm more worried about you.
Why?
You're doing a lot of drugs lately.
I'm doing a lot of drugs? You're doing a lot of drugs. I'm so excited, Arnie. I'm so excited.
Come here, Chunt. Here, let's go over to this section of the library. This is where all the 12-step programs are at.
Ooh. Marching up the stairs. It's not very high.
Hey, so even though I maintained from the get-go this entire thing is human actors in an Earth recording studio, let's just for this week pretend this show happens in a far-off fantastical land where drifting into an impromptu cocaine binge isn't an option. Because none of us want to have to talk to Mark Maron in a year or two about where it all went wrong. Here are your fake credits. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Gunts the Stinker was played by special guest Alex Trepka. Alex is a teacher at the IO Theater, where he's also on the Harold team Gone Gone. See one of his shows yourself, and form your own opinion on if the whole thing is a character, kind of a 24/7 Andy Kaufman kind of deal, or if it's just, you know, Alex. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Check your local bookstores for the next thrilling chapter in the Lusty Lion series, Meow or Never. Sequentially coming right after The Hungle Book and Feline Ooh Kemia. Until next time, eager readers, see you at the library.